This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to my podcast. Today, I'm on location in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I attended a meeting of Christian leaders. One of the leaders there is a longtime friend, Bishop Larry Jackson, who pastors in Charlotte, North Carolina. And he shared something with the group that was so interesting about how we can understand the scripture differently when we look at the Hebrew and the Greek in terms of what the words mean and the letters that translate to numbers. I'm absolutely fascinated with this, and he's written a book about it, and I said to him, could I do a podcast with you? I'd like to share this with my listeners. I think that you'll be as fascinated as I am. And then stay tuned after the interview to hear a few comments that I think will interest you about Donald Trump and numbers.
Welcome to The Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Well, Bishop Larry Jackson, it was good to be with you again at this roundtable that we attend every year, and I was just fascinated to find out about this new book, Knowing God by the Numbers, and some of the things that you were sharing with us about some of the I've never heard about this. So, before the podcast is over, I want you to tell people how they can get the book, but just repeat to me and my listeners some of those very, very interesting kind of word combinations and how you're tying it into Hebrew words and so forth.
Well, interesting. Thank you for this opportunity to be with you. The Hebrew and Greek languages are both what is called alphanumeric languages. And what that does definitely mean, that says mean that their letters are their numbers. So that means that every letter that they write is actually a number. So if you look in their books, that's what they have at the bottom of their pages, not numbers, but letters, because the letter is a number. So that means that our Bibles, written in Hebrew in the Old Testament, every letter and every word, every phrase, every sentence can be a number, can be converted. And the same thing for the New Testament, because it's written in Greek. So therefore, you have a divine math book. Most people are walking around with a math book in their hand when they have their Bible and they have no clue about it. Now, we're not doing this from the English now. We're not talking from the English. We're talking about from the Hebrew and from the Greek. And so that's how I came about this. Actually, I came about this in 2008 when we knew that we were going to, I was having a service and I heard God speak to my heart and say, I want you to have another service or another celebration because we were having it at the end of the year. And he says, I want you to have it on August 8, 2008. And I knew instantly that was 888. And I have this thing because we know new beginnings. But at that time, I knew nothing about what I'm saying to you now. It was 888. And I said, wow, that's great. And come to find out as we went into deeper study, my friend, Dr. Michael Brown, which is your friend as well, very well, he told me some things to look up. And so when I did that, I found out that in the Greek language, the name Jesus is the numerical value 888. Jesus is the triple new beginnings. And so we look at the new beginnings, eight is new beginnings. We say, my goodness. So on that day, Jesus was saying, I want you to celebrate my name. I want you to celebrate my name on that day, August 8, 2008. Well, we're not going to get back there for another 1,000 years that we can have that kind of date. So that was an amazing thing for me to learn that. And from that point, we went on further to understand, as I was sharing with you in the meeting, that every name associated with Jesus, every title, if you will, Lord, Savior, Christ, Emmanuel, is a multiple of eight. So every one of those numbers that name represent is a multiple of eight. I can divide it perfectly by eight. So Jesus is that new beginnings. And there is no way that can be a mistake. You know, that has to be by design. And so that's what God started showing me. And so as I started digging, I clearly saw that, wow, this thing is amazing. All of the things in the Bible that is concerning numbers that we didn't know about, because we know the basics. We got the 5, we've got the 7, we got the 8, we got the 12, we've got 40, and so on. But there is so much deeper stuff. And so, you know, the Bible says that the glory of a king to search out of a matter. And so as you search deeper, you find out, wow, Aaron's breastplate, for instance, every name is a numerical value. Every one of the names on there. So you start with Reuben. His name is Reuben, but it is 259. That's the numerical value of the name Reuben. And so when you go through each one of those sons on Aaron's breastplate, now that breastplate now gives you information that you didn't know from a numerical value. For instance, we were talking about Benoni, and we were talking about the fact that Benjamin is the only son named by his father. Well, on that last row of that breastplate of Aaron, it is believed that it's Benjamin, Manasseh, and Ephraim. Well, if his name was Benoni, then this, what I'm about to tell you, wouldn't work. But by his father saying, no, his name shall not be Benoni, his name shall be Benjamin, son of my right hand, it changes the numerical value of his name to 162. When that happened with Manasseh and Ephraim, that row became 888. Wow. So the name Jesus is showed up on the last row of Aaron's breastplate. It is not only that, it is the son of my right hand on that last row. It is also the place where you find the cross where Jacob crossed his hands and blessed two sons that were not his sons, but Joseph's sons, and half-breeds. So you find the Gentiles on that row. So you find a double portion blessing on that row, all on this row that equals 888 numerically.
Well, as you've started preaching about this since 2008, and since you've written this book, what kind of reaction and response have you gotten from the people?
People are fascinated first by the fact that this is in their Bible and they can find this stuff in the Bible. The thing that I have to stay away from, and many didn't when they first found this stuff, is start trying to do predictions and all that kind of stuff. But for many folk, it has increased their faith. They've been able to see, wow, God did this by design. This is absolute design. You know, if you change one number, you change everything. As we were just dealing with Benoni based on Benjamin, just change a number, everything changed. So this is an absolute when you have a number. And so people see and their faith increase. Like, my goodness. So as I said, you know, the name Lord Jesus Christ, we were talking in the room, Lord Jesus Christ is 3168. 3168. Well, on our map, we've got longitude and latitude. Well, 3.168 north latitude is Bethlehem. And when somebody hear that, they go, that can't be a mistake. That cannot be a mistake. Actually, you could actually put a box. If you put a box around the earth, and every side touches the side of the earth, and then you check the circumference, it is 31680 miles. My goodness. So the Lord, that number, Lord Jesus Christ, is showing up in other places. It's an amazing thing. Matter of fact, the refuge city that they, if you kill somebody and you could go through and you could have refuge because you did it by mistake, that the circumference around that equals 3,168 miles. Well, that's his name again. So it's as though God is signing his name in a way that everybody would know it, because everybody have to know numbers. We may not speak the same language, but we speak the same language in numbers. So he has signed his name, he has signed creation using numerical values to say, I'm God.
And if somebody wants to get this book and to study it more, what do they do?
Just go to Amazon. They can go to Amazon and get it, Knowing God by the Numbers. My website, BethelOIC.church. BethelOIC.church. You can go there. It's on our website as well. But you definitely can get it from Amazon that way. It is a fascinating read, because we definitely take time to build so that everybody will understand it, you know, so they can understand the numerology that's connected to the letters of the Hebrew and the Greek, and then move into dealing with more complex things concerning the numbers that are in the Bible.
Isn't that fascinating? There's so much more that could be said about this, and of course, you need to check out Bishop Jackson's book. Now, my interview with him was not about my book, God, Trump, and the 2020 Election, but I will tell you that I had a chapter called Signs in the Heavens and Prophecies that had to do with some very interesting things that I have shared in some other settings, but I think it warrants repeating here. It has to do with the number 7, which we think of the number of perfection. It's a little bit different than what Bishop Jackson shared, but it kind of ties in. And I thought it would be interesting that when Donald Trump was born on June 14, 1946, it was a lunar eclipse, which we call a blood moon. Not sure why, but some people are able to see significance in blood moons. Count ahead, 700 days exactly, and it was the day that Israel was born, May 14, 1948. When Donald Trump was inaugurated on January 20th, 2017, he was 70 years, 7 months, and 7 days. It was a Jewish year, 5777. Donald Trump won by 77 electoral votes. What does that mean? I'm not sure. But a Christian leader friend of mine calls that divine poetry. And I think that it's just something to think about and try to understand what God might be saying. You know, there's so much that we don't understand about God and understand about His Word. When I hear about things like Bishop Larry Jackson's book, I know that there's so much more that we can get from the Bible. I hope that you'll get his book. I hope you'll also get my book. I talk about it in different settings, in different ways. It's what I'm doing now, traveling around the country, promoting the book, but really doing my part to bring to the Christian community the very serious nature of this election. You can buy the book wherever books are sold. We were able, by God's grace, to get lots of copies in Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Costco, BJ's, and so forth. And it's not that easy to get Christian books into these settings. But you can also buy it from our website or other online retailers, of course. But on our website, which is GodTrump2020.com, that's the shortened version of the name of the book, GodTrump2020.com. And you buy it there, the copy you get will be signed by the author. That's me. Thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.